back in town, Thin Lizzy, 95.9 Bob FM, 9:15 as we keep rolling on with the 80s, 90s, and whatever at Bob FM. Becky Reed on the phone with K-State Research and Extension. Hello, Becky. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
How are things going? How did the babysitting courses go?
Yeah, it went great. We had 31 youth between the Arc City and Winfield classes. Definitely excited young people willing to learn some new skills and really appreciate our partners, the Arc City Fire and EMS, and William Newton Hospital for providing CPR partners to help those kids get some hands-on experience, as well as our local parents as teachers coming out and talking about ages and stages. So great time, and if folks are interested in future classes, call our office because I need 5 kids to do a class, but I'm always willing to schedule as needed.
It's crazy, too, because you'll say that from time to time and talk about CPR, and I always think to myself, I need to redo that because it's been so long since I've done it. But those are skills and life skills that you can never be too familiar with. I mean, those are always important, right?
Absolutely. And some of it is just kind of muscle memory just to, like, get back into how to do that. And honestly, for our young participants, it's just learning how to be calm so they can handle the situation and call 911 for help and know that is okay. It is okay to ask for help.
Well, and there's also stuff about, like, the breathing and all of that, too, because some of those things have changed, right? The recommendations for what you're supposed to be doing?
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes it's just, you know, if you're not comfortable with the breathing part, just even the hands-only part is great. But hand placement, depth, all of that is important stuff. So
very good. Talk to me, Becky Reed, about these this farmer's market shuttle. This sounds like an awesome idea, and how's that work?
Absolutely. Again, we're partnering with the Cali County Council on Aging and Rise Cali, which is our community health coalition, has a grant, and we're really trying to help people with food access. And so we have a farmer's market shuttle. So on Saturdays, it runs 8 to 11 a.m. in Winfield and has some various stops around town, like Walnut Tower Apartments, the market, the preserve at St. James Court, the public library, and that's happening. And then Tuesdays from 5 to 7, it's in Arkansas City, La Hacienda South, the Community Health Center, the public library, the Windsor Court Apartments, and Meadow Walk Apartments. So if you're close to any of those spots, we have a little fun little sign. You could get there, and the shuttle will run about every half hour to pick up folks.
Well, and we've been talking, and you saw me at one point when I've been doing a little bit of this grocery delivery stuff, too. It's one of those things you don't realize it till you're, like, talking with people, but there are plenty of folks that would take part in various things. They just don't have the transportation to do it. You think to yourself, well, everybody has a car, but that's not always the case.
Absolutely. And if people are listening and saying, well, hey, here's the issue, I can't even get to one of those stops she just said, we do have a front door service that would pick up. Now, limited availability, but if you call the Council on Aging, their number 620-218-1121, you could find out, like, what spots are available so that you could do front door pickup where they would pick you up at your location, assuming you're in the city limits, things like that. We're not, but yeah.
That's Becky Reed right there, K-State Research and Extension, Cali County. Also, food preservation lab classes. Tell me about those. What are those exactly, and what happens?
So this could be for adults and kids with a grown-up. Just hands-on to do the process of whatever type of food preservation. So in July, we have a dehydrating class that will be both for fruit and beef jerky. We'll feature that. That's July 7th in the afternoon. We have a hands-on pressure canning workshop starting at 10:30 on July 8th. This could almost be like food camp or camp for adults, right, if you
sure.
have availability. And then water bath canning on Thursday, July 9th from 1 to 4. Each of those classes, I'd prefer, like, separate registrations so I know how many people are coming so we can get supplies and people take home product. $15 class. Here's the thing. Have you ever canned, Shane? Have you ever done any?
I've watched my wife do it, and it's more complicated than I thought.
And there's lots of steps to it.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's involved, and you have to pay attention to it, and you have to do it right, because when it doesn't work, it doesn't work at all.
Right. And there's some things that maybe when you learn from your grandma, like, or whoever, right?
Sure.
Someone did things in the background, maybe didn't tell you. And same thing, right?
When you go online
to look at how to do stuff, there's things and tricks behind the scenes that you're like, oh, I didn't catch that, or they didn't emphasize that. And so these are, again, like hands-on classes where we're in the kitchen with you just to really coach you through the process. And really considering, right, $15 for a hands-on class that you get to take home product, that is a great deal. And that's our why, right? We want to provide research-based education for folks to do it safely and also build confidence in what they're doing.
There's also a lot of skill in making jerky, right? I've had some not so great jerky before. When you run into somebody who really knows how to do it, you're like, oh, that's an old pro right there.
Right. And if you're thinking, oh, well, Becky or this team is going to be the old pro, that's why we call it lab classes, right? We're learning together, and that's why it's also a $15 fee. So, like, you know, if you paid $100, like, you'd want to be like the master class expert type of thing. This is, hey, let's figure this out together. Let's learn things like that. And, you know, maybe someone is a great jerky maker, and I'd love to learn from them as well. We actually have a sponsor from the Kansas Beef Council that's helping us out, providing some resources so we can get good quality beef to use in our classes. So excited about that. And the pressure canning workshop, we're actually going to can meat at that time. So I've had people ask about that. So that is one of the products that we'll be doing on that day. So that's July 8th.
That's something I think about all the time, too, is like these methods of like drying meat and canning meat and vegetables and all that before refrigeration and all of that. This is really what you had to get through the winter with your food.
Absolutely. And with, you know, we've all had power outages and things like that. And you hate to lose stuff or not be able to prepare things. And, you know, it's definitely skills to help people be efficient and manage their food resources, because we want to avoid food waste as much as possible. And if we have access to certain products, like, hey, we can't eat it all at this time, how can we preserve it? Things like that. So really excited to offer the hands-on classes, especially like as garden season is kicking up. Those classes, again, are July 7th for the dehydrating, that's the fruit and beef jerky, July 8th for pressure canning, which will include meat, and then water bath canning on July 9th. And that would be appropriate for like making salsas or even jams and jelly.
Very good.
Good stuff coming up.
That's Becky Reed right there, K-State Research and Extension. One more time, too, if I'm interested in that shuttle for the farmer's market.
Yeah, so for the farmer's market shuttle, call 620-218-1121. And definitely call before, like if you're interested in the Saturday market, call before 2 o'clock on Friday, because that office closes at that time. So you kind of got to plan in advance. And even if you just want to like get on the shuttle and ride around town in air conditioning to get out of your house, that's totally fine too. So again, free shuttle to the farmer's market, Tuesdays in Arc City, Saturdays in Winfield, and then food preservation classes coming up. For those classes, call our office, 620-221-5450.
Becky, thanks very much. We appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
You know, thank you. And happy Father's Day to the dads out there. And, you know, maybe making some jerky might be a future. You know, you could bring your dad to class. You know,
everybody loves jerky.
Maybe the best gift is time with your loved one, right?
Absolutely.
And that's always a good thing.
That's what dads always say in all those surveys, that they really just want time with the fam.
Do they need another tie or polo shirt? I mean,
probably not.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll see you, Becky. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, Shane. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, there goes Becky Reed. You had something too, BC. What you got?
I just received a message. Of course, the Juneteenth celebration tonight is at Lovie Watson Park from 6 to 10, but they need some help with setup. So from 10 to noon, if you have time and would love to go to Lovie Watson Park and give them a hand for setup, they need to set up tents, some stuff for vendors. They also need to set up a race course. So if you have the time and would like to lend a hand,
oh, there you go.
They will accept your help from 10 to noon. And Robin Henderson, of course, is putting that on. And I just got a message from her husband, Tyler. And so I told him we would announce that for him.
And what's the weather like right now? It's not too bad. You can go out there and do a little bit of roll up the sleeves and help out. It's like 68, 69 degrees.
Yeah. So if you do have some time, they're going to start at 10 setting up. So if you'd like to lend a hand, just head on over to Lovie Watson Park and they'll be glad to put you to work.
Let's get you out there, BC. We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM.
Go! just the right amount of weird.
Get away from me.
Bob FM.
Migraines? Neck or low back pain making you